Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, today we're hearing about the influence of Martin Luther King. But did you know it stretches from the streets of Montgomery, Alabama to Cairo, Egypt through a comic book? At the height of the protest in Tahrir Square last year, 29-year-old human rights activist Dalia Ziada handed out an Arabic version of the 1950s comic book Martin Luther King and the Montgomery Story. It told the story of the famed bus boycott. Dalia had never even heard of Martin Luther King until she attended a civil rights conference in 2006. After that, she told us, she modeled everything she did after the African-American civil rights pioneer.
The most inspiring thing about Martin Luther King for me was that he was a young man when he started a movement that changed the history of the U.S. and probably the whole world. He believed very much in civil rights and in reaching to these civil rights through nonviolent action and strategies. He was a man of peace, a man who preferred to use his mind rather than his muscles, and this is so rare in our world.
Dalia works in Cairo for the American Islamic Congress. They asked her to translate the Montgomery comic book into Arabic. An Egyptian security officer tried to block publication, but after Dalia met with him and used lessons from Martin Luther King, she turned her enemy into an ally. He even asked for copies of the comic book for his kids. When the original was published in 1958, it also had to skirt censors. A Christian pacifist group hired one of the creators of the Little Abner comic strip to illustrate it, and a blacklisted comic book writer to write the text in a way that would fall inside the guidelines of American censorship rules in place at the time. The book was so controversial, many readers burned it to protect themselves. Others were inspired by it to launch the lunch counter sit-ins in Greensboro, North Carolina, soon after. The book spread to apartheid-era South Africa, where it was banned. It was translated into Spanish and distributed throughout Latin America. But as we said, about 50 years later, the comic book played a role in the Arab Spring. Dalia Ziada is hoping to spread King's influence further. She ran for parliament in the recent elections and is waiting the results. Back in a minute, Here and Now.
I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world.